Championship Drive.
Which game, in your playoff-loving opinion, do you think had the greatest impact on what we will see New Year's Eve?
Oh, that's a good question, Ivan. I mean, I think it has to be a tie between Clemson clinching the Atlantic Division and Alabama beating LSU, because right now, to me, those are the two teams that have the playoff in the palm of their hands. When you look at the rest of Alabama's schedule and the rest of Clemson's schedule, they should both be favored to win out. But I'll be honest, I didn't realize what a dagger that was going to be to LSU's playoff hopes with a loss in that game. And Alabama needs to. For LSU's playoff hopes? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because when you look at what has to happen, they need Alabama to lose again. First of all, that's a problem because they've got Mississippi State and Auburn. Granted, they're both on the road. I think they'll be tricky, but they should win that game, the both of those games. They're the better teams, but they have to beat Ole Miss yet. So I think that there's a tall task there in hoping that Alabama loses.
Well, let's focus a little bit more on Clemson, because I was in Tuscaloosa and it was an incredible performance, and we'll get to that. But this was what struck me, CeeLo, Clemson dominating the fourth quarter. And yeah, Florida State's a young team, and it was at Clemson, and that's what a team that's ranked number one is supposed to do. But the fact is, they went out there and they did it, both sides of the ball, a terrific performance. What impressed you the most about them?
Exactly that, Ivan, that FSU comes out and really hits Clemson in the mouth in the first quarter with the Dalvin Cook touchdown run. Yeah. And you're like, okay, how does Clemson respond to this? And boy, they respond beautifully in the second half. They were dominant.
Download this and every ESPN podcast at PodCenter at ESPNradio.com or on iTunes.
Which game, in your playoff-loving opinion, do you think had the greatest impact on what we will see New Year's Eve?
Oh, that's a good question, Ivan. I mean, I think it has to be a tie between Clemson clinching the Atlantic Division and Alabama beating LSU, because right now, to me, those are the two teams that have the playoff in the palm of their hands. When you look at the rest of Alabama's schedule and the rest of Clemson's schedule, they should both be favored to win out. But I'll be honest, I didn't realize what a dagger that was going to be to LSU's playoff hopes with a loss in that game. And Alabama needs to. For LSU's playoff hopes? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because when you look at what has to happen, they need Alabama to lose again. First of all, that's a problem because they've got Mississippi State and Auburn. Granted, they're both on the road. I think they'll be tricky, but they should win that game, the both of those games. They're the better teams. But they have to beat Ole Miss yet. So I think that there's a tall task there in hoping that Alabama loses.
Well, let's focus a little bit more on Clemson, because I was in Tuscaloosa and it was an incredible performance, and we'll get to that. But this was what struck me, CeeLo, Clemson dominating the fourth quarter. And yeah, Florida State's a young team, and it was at Clemson, and that's what a team that's ranked number one is supposed to do. But the fact is, they went out there and they did it, both sides of the ball, a terrific performance. What impressed you the most about them?
Exactly that, Ivan, that FSU comes out and really hits Clemson in the mouth in the first quarter with the Dalvin Cook touchdown run.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, how does Clemson respond to this? And boy, they respond beautifully in the second half. They were dominant